Police in Britain have launched a manhunt in a jewelry heist of epic proportions. Over Easter weekend, a gang of thieves stole up to $300 million in cash and gems from a central repository. Jane Deeth of Independent Television News reports.
All day, people slipped through the black doors looking for their gold and diamonds, watches and rings. Hatton Garden Safe Deposit is where London puts its bling for safekeeping. Now millions of it is gone. Thieves in and out before security guards twigged.
They should have had extra security, especially over the Easter holiday.
But how did the robbers get in? A lot of attention and speculation has focused on the roof. It's thought they abseiled down the lift shaft to the vault in the basement. Police say they used heavy cutting equipment to get inside. It is possible they spent the whole Easter weekend in there. The police weren't called until Tuesday morning. Apparently, the alarm did go off on Friday. It's been suggested a security guard checked the front door, but no one checked inside. This vault's been hit before, in 1975, by armed robbers. They got away with loot worth £1 million. This time, it will be a lot more.
If the diamond merchants' boxes have been broken into and goods were stolen, then we will be talking about individual boxes containing millions of pounds worth of stock.
Here, they believe the valuables were stolen to order and that the gang and their bounty are long gone.
The robbery could turn out to be the largest in British history.